Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, Travis, we're getting ready to do Happy Hour with Leah Thompson. And so, you know, I have to do my best drunken Lorraine McFly impression, but I'm going to do it with good wine.
Well, right. And we didn't order it in time. So we're getting the time machine. Go back, order it, and make sure it's here on time.
Hello, Cameron Hughes wine. I said the most important. I know you don't pay attention to me, do you?
What?
Okay. I said the most important thing ever last week, and you can ask all my friends. I would get my wine from Cameron Hughes even if they were not an advertiser.
Oh, this
all
is true.
All of my friends are doing it, and they're thanking me for it. Let me explain what it is. Just a little ad that pops up tells you what it is. Award-winning wines at half price. Need I tell you any more? Cameron Hughes goes to boutique wineries all over the world. He samples great wine. He's able to cut out the middleman. He brings it to you. I'm telling you, I know my wines, Travis. Remember first Chardonnay I tried?
You forced me to drink some of
it. I think
it
was lot
570.
I'm like, this is a $40 Chardonnay. I know. I'm telling you, I'm paying $14, $15, $16, $17, $18 a bottle. Tops. For like the best Chardonnay of it. Big, buttery, like I like them. Any kind you like, they have a lot for it, and they have the description exactly.
And your fans get a great deal
if
they order through you, and free shipping, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Tell
right?
Us about,
why
tell
are
us about
you
it.
Driving and carrying cases around and all that stuff?
It just comes right to your house.
You heard the man. I love the Pinot Noirs. I love the Chardonnay. They have a great sparkling wine. They have a great rosé. It is summertime. I'm telling you, you got to go to chwine.com/Miller or text my name, Miller, to 511-511. Receive 15% off and free shipping with your minimum three-bottle order. Three bottles?
That's nothing.
That's what I call a good start. Text Miller to 511-511 to receive 15% off and free shipping with your minimum three-bottle order today. Cameron Hughes Wine. Mama's favorite. Exceptional value. Extraordinary wine. Now let's do this with Leah Thompson. I know. Everybody calm the fuck down. Happy, happy hour. It's Leah Thompson. We are so excited. I don't even know. I don't even know where to start. I just... Please, can you send the DeLorean in? Let's go back to the future. We're not in this Trumpian horror show.
Oh, I know. I wish it worked.
I am, first of all, obviously a huge fan, but now I'm a fan of your Twitter feed, of your activism. Because we were talking about this when you got here. I was saying, how can you not be political now? I mean, this is really our democracy's hanging in the balance, isn't it?
I know. I used to believe that it basically worked like my whole life. I was like, all right, yeah, George Bush, not my favorite.
Right.
I mean, I had McGovern written up the side of my pants in Minnesota, you know, when I was a little girl. Like, I've always basically believed that our government works, but I don't think it was prepared for someone of this magnitude, of someone who had practiced lying and cheating the system and basically just trying to get rich. Like, we just weren't prepared for this.
Right. For someone, a president that does not give two shits about America.
Doesn't
that
care.
That really only cares about himself and his family.
I mean, he kind of pretends about caring, but I've never seen this before where they just...
Right.
Such contempt for over half of the populace.
Yeah.
I've just never...
Never even
ever,
trying to govern
trying,
the other.
Not even trying. Not even trying. And the whole party behind him.
Yeah. Can we go back to the...
Sorry.
You wrote McGovern on your pants?
It's a bad day.
When you were how old?
Yeah, I was in sixth grade. And, okay. And George McGovern lost really bad, but I had... I did, in fact, embroider McGovern up the side of my...
So
jeans.
You are a longtime nerd. This is not new, being a political nerd.
Well, not really. I mean, I'm from Minnesota, which has a really great history of, you know, activism, union...
Yeah,
socialism. You know, it's from
all
you know. There's a lot of a lot of Swedes and Norwegians.
Yeah,
and they kind of brought their political bent.
Hey
sure. No,
okay.
And so my dad was like a really he was a radical in those days. But now this stuff is more radical. This is insane.
Right.
What's going on?
By the way, we're taping this early. I apologize. I'm going to be drunk and beaten down, Lorraine McFly.
You're in the bad timeline. Stuck with Biff.
I was telling you, this is so weird that I have bouts of insomnia, Leah, based on the, you know, dystopian nightmare we're all living through. And I happened to stumble across Back to the Future. And I thought, first of all, you just forget what a fucking amazing film it was and how amazing you were in the whole trilogy and how many versions of your character you got to play. But I literally thought, how apropos is this? We literally need a DeLorean. We need to go back before this whole stolen election and figure out... Because Biff is president. I mean, isn't this the nightmare?
It is the nightmare. It is the nightmare. And it all starts with money. I mean, I really do believe it started with Citizens United and all of that. I mean, you know, all that. When corporations are people.
Don't you feel like everything he says, do you hear in your head, now, don't con me, Biff.
Oh, don't con me.
Now, Biff! Don't con me.
I mean, just as we're taping this, he just picked the only Supreme Court nominee that has extensive writing on how the president cannot be indicted, subpoenaed, or investigated while he's in office.
It's insane. It's so scary, guys. Wake up. I march every time I can. We got to stop this.
I saw a picture of you with Laura Dern at the families.
Dude, families belong together.
Dude, look, here's
Do you think we'd have to march against no goddamn baby jails? What the... I mean, what?
What do you think? I made Red Dawn, which was like the rightest wing movie of all time.
Right.
What happened to those fans?
Right.
Why is Russia suddenly our friend?
The Russia. Mm-hmm. I was going to bring up Red Dawn.
Why is this man?
Because what the fuck? And Patrick Swayze is not here to save us, Travis. And Russians, they always hated the Russians. And now the party of Reagan has put a KGB guy's choice in the Oval Office.
It's insane. You couldn't write it. I feel bad. See, this is what happens for me. I have to reduce this to feeling bad for writers because how could anybody write this? This is insane.
The notes that you got back from the executives would be terrible.
They'd be like,
Have you thought about a giant spider instead?
We just kicked off the free happy hour podcast with my friend Rob Reiner, and he's like, no, this would get rejected for a movie. That would get rejected. Nobody could write this.
No, and I do feel bad for Tom Wilson, who played Biff in Back to the Future 2. Like, really?
Right.
That was the most prescient thing they got right.
I was reading a lot about you today. But I loved what you said in one interview because I just thought, please God, let us be at this moment in our history. But you were talking about that key moment. You said the key theme, I think, is about the idea that one moment can change your life forever, that one moment of standing up for yourself or having the courage against a bully could change your life forever, like when George punches Biff and saves Lorraine.
Who are we going to get to punch Biff, okay? Like, this is
Bob Mueller.
Please, Bob Mueller.
I mean...
Be George. Yeah, I know. I think it's really... It's up to us all now. It's not really about Democrats or Republicans.
No.
It's about stop the insanity. Stop running our entire country.
Don't you think... I keep saying this, Leah, that this election is not about liberals or conservatives. It's about, you know, decent... people and Trump supporters, people that think it's... I don't know if you saw some of these people at the rally, like, laughing and mocking brown kids in cages that we stole from their parents. Like, you're just like, why?
It's I also have this, I'm a very nice person. I'm from Minnesota. Right. I've got this Pollyanna attitude. And this is actually,
I mean,
really,
it's not Canada nice, but it's nice. Minnesota.
It's almost Canada nice. Right. But I really always believe that most people are good. And it's really shocking to me to see this really, really scary underbelly that's calling itself Christianity.
I know.
Like, should we how be- is that Christianity?
Yeah.
How is that? It's everything against Christianity.
And should we be surprised to see Corey Lewandowski mocking, you know, a disabled, you know, kid that's in a cage separated from her? Because we're going, no, because he works for the guy that mocked the disabled reporter, and everybody was
there's
okay
all,
with that.
Exactly. And then whenever I get into some kind of talk with someone, there's all this false equivalency. Like,
yes.
The mm-hmm. emails equal the insanity of Trump playing golf every weekend.
Right.
Like
right.
the insanity of him saying, you know, that Obama wasn't born here. The insanity right. of going against immigrants when his wives were immigrants.
Right.
Like, what is wrong with this man?
Right. Right.
He'll do anything to get rich, and that's the scariest yeah. part of America.
Yeah. But I mean, it really, it just really was prescient. Not just you were booked this week, but that I'm watching Back to the Future, and I thought, that's what it feels like, doesn't it? Some weird, horrible, like evil parallel universe, or some kind of like wormhole in the universe that we've fallen through, that you're like, this was not supposed to happen.
No,
I mean, and I
we
see
were
you
just not prepared for such a crook and a
and
lie.
You were and you've tweeted a lot about I mean, don't get me started on Trump Russia. I mean, you said, you know, you tweeted Russian TV boasts about getting Trump elected. This is insane. What is going on? A Washington Post story on senators going to Russia on 4th of July. And then coming back and
insane.
Going, oh, this election thing's overblown. Let's just lift the sanctions.
Insane. It's like you just couldn't write it. And that each story is more crazy than the next. And if
right.
and I don't know who we're going to have to come out and fight this fire
right.
with fire. Because
we are
just naturally, because we're trying to be fair and we're trying to be correct, politically correct. And we're trying to, I mean,
yeah.
look what happened to Al Franken.
I know. Thank you.
Like, hardly,
oh, don't get me started.
I mean, it's insane.
This is what I keep saying, Leah. We've
got
to fight differently.
We bite our arms off. Mm-hmm.
I just met Obama last week and got to hear him speak at the fundraiser he was at. And I was saying, like, basically his message is, what did I tell you motherfuckers about voting? Like, this democracy doesn't work unless you vote. And I feel like there was no resistance then, Leah. We didn't have his back. We should have been in the streets over Merrick Garland. You know, and he should have been talking about Russia every day. Screw Mitch McConnell. You know, I mean,
can we talk about that man?
Yeah.
He's from the tiniest little town in Kentucky.
Right.
He's ruling all of us. He's telling us all how to live, how to think, what
right.
to do with our vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who is this man? I mean.
I'm sorry.
They're not representing
Mitch McConnell near my vagina. I'm sorry.
I know that's gag worthy, isn't it?
That's a dark place to go.
It's a very dark,
a very dark place
to go. But
podcast.
Come on. I'm sorry. It's a happy hour.
That's not a happy
That's
thought.
Why she's drinking.
I'm doing this for America, Travis.
Yes.
We're
Thank
taking
you.
This very early.
I'm sorry.
I am day
we
drinking.
Should be funnier. I don't know. I'm
no,
not,
it is.
I'm
no,
like,
but you know, we all have to get this out of our system. That's what's going on right now.
I know. I'm
you
sorry.
Retweeted David Corn. In many ways, the media presents the Russia scandal mostly as a political threat to Trump, not as a serious threat to the nation. This is why, I have Malcolm Nance on every week. He just wrote a sequel to The Plot to Hack America, The Plot to Destroy Democracy.
It's
like,
is.
This is not even just about America now. We're finding out that Russia, I knew Brexit was dirty. Like, it's all, I mean, what was the tweet I read today about, ask your doctor if a period of geopolitical upheaval is right for you? I'm up every night drinking and watching Back to the Future. I can't.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying, Leah? It is a movie plot that you couldn't write, that you go, this is worldwide, it is the treason is happening right in the open. He's meeting with Putin with nobody else there. After all this,
it's insane.
Even this morning, all his talking points are Putin's bashing NATO, bashing EU.
It's terrifying. They've got to stop. Isn't there any hero in the Republican Party to stop this? Isn't there anybody that's actually Christian?
Yeah.
Right now, we need Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski to vote against.
Isn't this the point in the movie where John McCain comes back?
Isn't this the point in the movie
battling.
Where some of them grow some balls and
right.
like go like it doesn't matter?
Right.
I'm gonna retire. I can make a whole bunch more money,
yeah,
you know, on the talk show circuit than I can in the.
And you've got Corker and Flake both retiring right now. They're,
well, you have they should, any number, Leah, of prominent.
Well, if they're retiring, why don't they stand up?
Exactly.
Yeah,
why
thank
don't they
you.
Stand up and be
I was
heroes?
Just thinking that today. Why don't they be heroes today? Why doesn't Jeff Flake and I Leah, we keep talking about. I get that he's awful on every issue we care about, Kavanaugh. But why are they not saying? Someone under criminal investigation doesn't get to choose the judge in their trial. We are a nation of laws. Like,
It's so shocking that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I thought it worked. I thought it basically worked. But I think this is the thing that I'm talking about today, is that it worked because basically people are basically decent.
Right.
But this man had so much practice being a charlatan and a liar and a cheat and a thief. We weren't prepared. We were not prepared for a president that had no morals.
Oh my
that
God.
Had no
read,
one to answer
did you
to
read
but money.
Jonathan Chait's piece in New York Magazine, it's about how this could be way deeper and darker than we even know yet. And it's pretty bad what we know, but how long he may have been a Russian asset.
Oh,
that
I
he
know.
Was cultivated from probably the time he was over there, you know, with the pageant. I mean, it literally is. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but you're just like, every part of this story that comes out, you go, oh, holy shit, you know, and how much more obvious does it have to be?
How much more money does the man need?
Right.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
Right.
It's about money.
Right.
And so how much more money? I mean, wouldn't he want to be
a hero?
As
long as he has money for gum in prison, what do we care?
It's just insane. It's all insane. And it's just crazy every day. And I was talking to someone yesterday, and they said, what percentage of your depression is about Trump? Like, let's all decide what percentage of our depression every day is added to.
Like, I say this all the time, Leah, is that I know I shouldn't process it personally. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never hated anyone. I just I fucking hate him, and I process it like personal stress. And I think that it's really quite serious. I mean, I've lost at least one friend to substance abuse. That this was part of it. People that are already struggling,
right? What percentage
with
of
depression, with substance abuse, with whatever,
anger, it's really, really an interesting thought.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I know you're straight and happily married and have fantastic kids and all that. And but I've, like everyone else, have had a crush on you my whole life. But I feel like we'd be bad together because we would just get each other all whipped up every night. Just right. Just even this, I just feel like we're stressing each other out even more. It's just, we're not making it better in any way. We're just like, right? Jesus.
Well,
the
here's the
bonding.
Deal. You can march.
Yes.
And you can see the movie The Year of Spectacular Men. And rent it.
Oh my God. Can we? All right. Let's talk about. So, all right. She directed a movie. I'm watching the first scene, just the first scene. I'm like, wow, those two girls are gorgeous and great actresses. And they remind me of. They're both your daughters. So you directed it. Marilyn wrote it, right?
Madeline.
I'm sorry, Madeline.
Yeah,
hang on.
She wrote it. And she also
hang
scored
on.
It.
You skipped ahead in
that's
the
okay.
show prep, for God's sakes.
I'm
give me a
sorry. I'm sorry. I was
but
just thinking
getting something
a happy
fun,
segue.
Something fun and light for a little while here.
Yeah, I can tell some
I
jokes.
Cannot wait to... I've watched...
A joke.
I can't wait to watch the whole thing. It is... but it's called The Year of Spectacular Men. It is a family affair directed by Leah Thompson, written by her daughter Madeline Deutsch, who also wrote the music and co-stars with her sister Zoe Deutsch, who co-produced it with their father, director Howard Deutsch. Okay, here's what Travis and I were talking about. Because you and I, we discovered, are the same age. We were born in 1961. I graduated USC Theater with Eric Stoltz, who starred with you, of course, in love that movie, as Some Kind of Wonderful. But this one, who is Zoe Deutsch's mom, Leah Thompson? Okay, that made me feel so old.
Because
I'm like, are you mother kids kidding me? Wait, this is like when your kid goes, oh, was Paul McCartney in another band before Wings? Like, that's no.
This is why I never give you show prep from Pop Sugar, because you'll never get their reference
oh,
points.
Oh, no. What do you mean? Who is Zoe Deutsch's mom?
Who's Zoe Deutsch?
That's what I said, and she's fantastic, and I apologize. I mean, really, this is how I knew when I was dating someone too young. She was 17 years younger than me, and I was like, Carol Burnett, you know, is my idol. And she goes, oh, she's so mean. And I was like, oh, you only saw her nanny. Okay, she had a show before that.
Well, I didn't realize that Zoe was her daughter, because Everybody Wants Some is like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
And it's
Set It Up is perfect. On Netflix, right? It's her. Yeah. I just love this. If you've watched Netflix for a minute, Connie, Set It Up, you might wonder why the frazzled aspiring journalist played by Zoe Deutsch reminds you of someone that you already know from Hollywood. In fact, she looks a lot like the mother in Back to the Future and Tom Cruise's love interest in All the Right Moves. That's because Deutsch's mother... I'm like, are you kidding me? Of course it's Leah Thompson. I beg your pardon. I am not that old. She is Zoe's a princess. She's you are the queen.
Yes.
You know, I'm proud of my kids. I'm proud that they, you know, are trying to change the world. Zoe is actually really, really active in politics, and you know,
is
she's
she really
always true? Taken one for the team. I mean, she's, you know, she was showing me what she wants to tweet about Planned Parenthood and the speech that she gave for Planned Parenthood. She just introduced Hillary. She was always fighting. She was there when she was nominated. She's always been really...
How old Zoe?
Up front. She's 23.
Yeah.
Really strong and sees how important it is.
Can you believe that your 23-year-old daughter has to worry about losing the right to choice? Can you... I mean, it's like the older women we see in all our marches that say, I can't believe I have to protest this shit again.
Like, yeah, but here's the deal that's really awful. And that's a deal. Like, she has privilege, so she'll always be okay. It's for all the people
Thank
that
you.
Don't have privilege.
That's what I said. This is, all those this poor is sentencing and, poor women to die.
Oh,
rich,
yeah.
rich women will always get abortions.
They'll find a way.
You know, rich Republicans will always be able to pay for their mistress's abortions.
I mean, when are we going to find the ones that he has in his closet?
Oh, please.
He who will not be named.
Yeah. Now's a good time to step forward,
please,
by the way.
Girls,
if
help us out.
If you had a baby with David Dennison.
Oh, my God. but it is for the... Look, I'm a union girl from Minnesota, a mother of two, a working mom, and I get this crap all the time, like, shut up, you just make movies, and why don't you do something? You shouldn't open your mouth. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about?
Wait, right, and Donald
what
Trump
does
is-
that mean? Just because I make movies, just because you thought I was cute in 1980, I shouldn't open my mouth?
He's a reality show clown. He's a coastal elite.
God.
I mean, I have to say, some of our fiercest voices, people like you and Alyssa Milano and everyone we ever had a crush on, is...
I'm not fierce,
but
and
seriously.
I'm not smart. I mean, I don't remember names. Like, you know how we're all playing adult charades right now? Like, that guy, like, the guy that was, you know, with the blonde hair. You know, no one can remember anything. So if I get in if I get in some kind of match with somebody who's, like, a loudmouth... with the stupid false equivalency crap they throw at me.
But what
all
about
the time?
Us? Oh, but what about the 10-minute
Yeah, but Clinton got a blowjob. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, does this even compare to this crap?
Yeah. Does it clear to blowing Vladimir Putin? I don't think so.
No. So anyway, I'm not the best loudmouth, but I will march and I will retweet because I'm just not smart enough.
Oh, please. You are very smart.
You sound smart
to
me.
This is what I don't get. We have to stop. You're right about Franken. He is killer smart. He should not have stepped down. We should have had his fucking back. We have to have Maxine Waters back. We can't. We have got to fight differently. It doesn't mean we have to lie and cheat and steal like they do. But we have to. We keep bringing a knife to a gunfight.
I know, because we have never dealt with such a lying, cheating charlatan.
Yeah.
It's just never even happened.
The fact that Al Franken took goofy pictures when he's a comedian or did whatever. I mean, I'm just like, really?
It's such false equivalency.
That's the false equivalency right there. Yeah. Perfect.
And that's all they're throwing at us all the time, and I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can't cave to it, man. I just, it's like, the guy in the Oval Office has been accused of sexual assault how many times? And you're just,
look,
the civility
you
debate.
And I probably both know somebody that he's assaulted.
Yeah.
We've met them.
Yeah. But what, and here's the other thing. When you, pardon me, I was... Hi, I'm drunk Lorraine McFly. I am beaten down by Donald Trump.
Technically, that's a sponsor for the show.
Cameron Hughes 549 is fantastic, everybody.
Looks and smells delicious.
Lot 549
and you
Chardonnay.
More beautiful every
Thank you.
Drink you take.
Thank you. It really, don't let people tell you it doesn't help. It helps. It's not a drinking problem, Lorraine.
It's a preservative.
It's a solution.
It is a solution.
Especially right now.
I even have the t-shirt. I don't know how much longer my liver can take Donald Trump's presidency. Travis, I don't even know. I am out of words about Cameron Hughes' wine. It is so good.
You're almost out of wine, too. I'm going to get in the DeLorean time machine, go back in time,
thank
order you.
You
more bottles of wine.
You
never
you.
Have enough.
Yeah, you know why? Because we're in the middle of Red Dawn. Mama needs her... Mama needs her medicine. I'm telling you.
You can pour some in the radiator or the car this time.
Listen to me. This is the most amazing invention since fire. I'm telling you. Let me explain
since
what this is.
Since sliced bread, you have not had anything this convenient in your life.
This is not a winery. This is what I thought at first. This is Cameron Hughes goes all over the world, tastes great wine from boutique wineries, and brings it to you at half the price. What do I even say about, well, you know, Chardonnay Lot 570.
That's your favorite.
Right? And every description is on there, so you know what you like and what they have. I have loved every Chardonnay they have. The Pinot Noirs are fantastic. I believe I did Lot 549 Pinot Noir just last night. It was unbelievable. The guy who owns the show is trying to kill me for the life insurance. Loved the Zinfandel.
You know,
he's a big red guy.
What you need to do is when you find these lots.
Yeah.
Buy it in a big batch because there might run out of it.
I'm telling you.
Get it while it's still available.
I'm telling you. You got to get it. My friend Marsha was like, they're out of that one. And I'm like, trust me, they have tons of great ones and there's going to be more. You just got to go to chwine.com/Miller. See what they've got.
Read the description.
See the prices. You won't believe it. I'm telling you, it is half the price.
Well, you just have to read the description. Yeah. You will know if this is your kind of wine. It's going to give you a full description, the great flavors.
Yep.
You know what you like.
Cameron Hughes is a guy. He's coming down to do a tasting with us. He is handsome. He is romantic. And he stands behind and guarantees 100% of every bottle of wine he sells. His name's on the label, for God's sakes. Go to chwine.com now. That's chwine.com/Miller. Or text my name, Miller, to 511-511. You get 15% off and free shipping with your minimum 3-bottle order. What? On top of the already great prices, text Miller to 511-511. Get 15% off and free shipping with your minimum 3-bottle order today. Cameron Hughes wine. Exceptional value. Extraordinary wine. And now, back to Leah Thompson. Wait, what was I saying? Oh, well, like out here, Schwarzenegger. Like, what? How are we like, oh, yes, and Charlie Daniels is an Iraq war expert. Remember on Fox News they had him on? Like, what? We have to stop going, oh, our celebrities need to shut the fuck up, and their celebrities can be governor or president or...
I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, now I feel like our relationship
is going
better.
Because Chachi can show up to the Republican National Convention and give a speech. Scott Baio. And
how about the underwear model?
Antonio Sabato Jr.
He was on Dancing with Stars with me.
Okay.
Can we talk
stories
about your
about that?
Can we talk about your dance career? Fast. Hang on.
That's my claim to fame.
Okay. I did not know. You were not just you were a real ballerina with American Ballet Theater until Mikhail Baryshnikov told you were too stocky. What?
Love that. That's what I thought. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, sometimes the things you think are worst are the best. Let's hope that happens with this political climate, but because this is definitely the worst ever.
Yeah. I would have been like, screw you, ballet boy. Screw you, dance belt.
I was
what
really
do you
sad,
know?
But I did become an actor and made, you know, and now I can walk.
I feel
if
like
I would have stayed a dancer, I wouldn't be able to walk anymore.
I feel a million women crying in through Chardonnay. Leah Thompson's too stocky. What am I?
Well, he
stocky?
Was. You know what, he, dude? Seriously? He was stocky. That he was the pot calling the kettle black. Which was the thing.
I just love that story. Okay, you're too stocky. Yeah. All right. But so you've been married to Howard Deutsch, of course, the director, since 1989. You met on the set of Some Kind of Wonderful. Okay, can I say I love the other story though? That at the time you were dating.
I was engaged to Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, who you met in Jaws 3D.
I know.
Presumably neither of you got eaten. You played a water skiing bunny and you couldn't water ski or swim. Now that's acting.
It is.
Kids.
Yes.
Pay attention.
Don't try this at home.
So that's risking your life for your work.
All the time. I always find myself in these situations where I'm like galloping a stagecoach through a park and in some major metropolis, and I'm like, I don't know how to drive a stagecoach.
I just put it on my
I'm
resume.
Who is it we
well,
had
do
on?
It.
I put on my resume. I didn't think they would actually make me do this.
Who is it we had on the actor? Isn't there like, can you drive stick? You're like, yes, of course, absolutely. What time do I need to be there? 6 a.m. Like, just, you know, you'll put yourself in any life-threatening situation because you're like, of course, I need the job.
Yeah, you'll do crazy things when you're doing a job that you would never do in real life. All the time. I don't know why. You think it's safer, and it's just not.
Right.
You know, like just doing like a car chase with some drunk actor driving, and you're like, wait, you're coked out.
This is not a good time for you to be driving
this
a
is not,
car.
Not, no.
You might be doing your own stunts, but I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Let's talk about Howard the Duck. Let's devote the rest of the show. Let's talk about the Howard the Duck hair.
I'm a comic book
also,
nerd, and I'm
you
not even,
sang,
I'm not
you
even pushing
sang
this one.
On the way down here. Because you got to do all the singing in Howard the Duck, and just the Howard the Duck hair. That Hades hair was fantastic. And you were saying it was really kind of awesome to be in a really famous flop. Like, don't you think like the Trump presidency in history will be the Howard the Duck of presidencies? Except evil.
Or
except really
be,
evil.
Literally could be the end of our country as we know it. That's really that close.
Wow. Thanks, Princess Buzzkill.
Sorry.
All right.
Wow. We got to march, kids. We got to march. But anyway.
We got to show up.
Howard the Duck. I'll get light now. This is how I have to be on my Twitter feed, too. Light, heavy light, heavy light. It's kind of like, have you ever been to a Bette Midler concert?
It's like your menstrual period as you get older.
Exactly.
Heavy light, heavy light, heavy light. Heavy light. Okay, now it's gone.
You know how Bette Midler sings, like, the saddest, sweetest songs, and you cry? Did you ever know that you're my hero? And her voice will crack. And she'll get right out from that song and then start doing one of her, like,
body numbers.
You know, cute thing. Right. And then she'll go back and... Anyway.
And she's a mermaid.
Howard the Duck, but I just pitched a different version of Howard the Duck to Marvel as a director.
Fantastic.
And well, you know that he showed up in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, I do know. And I was actually in a Howard the Duck comic book. So I spoke up and I said Howard the Duck was never given its due. And I'd like to
I like the silhouette in the dark of you just kissing his beak, just lowering yourself seductively.
People were so upset by that.
I don't think people understood what to do with that movie.
That's how Donald Trump's wives feel.
Yeah. I think it's worse than that, honestly.
Although they make it bigger paychecks.
You're right.
Wait, did you get eaten in Jaws 3D?
No.
You or Dennis
Quaid? I got bit.
Oh.
I got bit.
Really?
Yeah.
It was okay?
Yeah.
Just a little
bleeding? It was okay.
Little
just a little bite. No problem.
Okay.
No problem. I've had a crazy career.
Yeah, I love Some Kind of Wonderful. I mean, that is, I am an acting school, let's just say subordinate of Eric Stoltz's. But it was just and it must have special meaning to you because you met your husband. I mean, that's.
Yeah. And it's a really beloved movie. A lot of people still really like it. I have because I have a lot of contact. I do a lot of Comic-Cons
for
Back to Future and Howard the Duck. And so I have a lot of contact with actual fans. Mm-hmm. So I actually see what they actually look like and, are.
Yeah.
And a lot of them really do love Some Kind of Wonderful. And also, weirdly, my show Switched at Birth that I did for 5 years.
Yes.
With the whole...
And, of course, you're pretty enough to have starred in every Hallmark movie ever.
Yeah.
Suck on it, girls. I loved Caroline in the City. I mean, I've loved everything you've done. You actually talk about Red Dawn being the most fun to make, which you wouldn't think so, but you were like Charlie Sheen was a madman even then and really fun.
Yeah, they were all really fun. And Jennifer Grey was so cute.
Yeah.
Girl Crush Wednesday Woman Crush Wednesday. She's so
wonderful. That's the movie she and Patrick Swayze didn't dance in, right?
No. they actually didn't really like each other on that show, and then they went to do Dirty Dancing together. I was like, Jennifer, how are you going to do that? You really didn't get along with him that great. But, I had a great time riding horses and shooting guns.
It worked out.
And we were also, two liberal girls, and we were in the middle of this red, right-wing, gun-toting movie.
Yeah.
And, God, it's just so crazy now.
I have to say, of all the weeks to have you booked, I mean, the combination of Back of the Future and Red Dawn, where, wasn't it John Chait that said that in his piece? He said, to think of the party of Reagan being okay with a former KGB guy installing the president of the United States. Like, it just, it is so, my dad ran with Goldwater in 64. My dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg. I can't imagine there's Nazis in the streets.
But some of them are
running,
good guys.
They're running child molesters.
Some of them are very good people.
Okay.
No, I know. It's so upsetting.
I mean, this is not just not the party of my dad and Goldwater, or not the party of Reagan. This is, I feel like we've never been in the situation where we have the Republican Party is complicit, and we don't even know to what degree yet in all of this everything, treason. I don't even know what you want to call it, but it's almost like it's America against Russia and, right? His stooge in the Oval Office.
We didn't know the invasion was going to be not a traditional invasion. Exactly. It was going to be done over Twitter and over Facebook and through our social media and infiltrate us that way.
And this is Red Dawn now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Internet Red Dawn.
And I see, Leah, you retweeted Alexandria Ocasio as I did, too, because I just think she's the future. Not only is she this fantastic, fierce, like 28-year-old Latina, but I feel like she's not buying into the division. Like, you know, CNN's like, oh, you know, so is this the end for the Democratic establishment and Nancy Pelosi? And, blah, blah, and she's like, no, I'm a proud Democrat. And, you know, what I talked about is going to win in some districts. And, you know, because some people were like, oh, can she win in Iowa? And she's like, hey, guess what? I'm not running in Iowa. I'm running in the Bronx, where, you know, you tweeted that one where she wore out her shoes.
Right.
Knocking door to door, you know, and
well, that's where Trump was smart, and with the stupid rallies and all that crap, you know, because he's a
snake oil salesman,
yeah, and a reality star, he can fill up these houses, and he's doing it. But we need to remember about the working people and the unions and how that's really important to have a fair wage and all of that, which all seems like I don't know why they don't care. Why don't they care?
So you played a villain.
The corporations.
You played a villain in Beverly Hillbillies. But it is, you're right, like, he actually is a villain. This is actually not a reality show anymore.
Well, he's also funny. That's how he also wins people over. He's kind of funny. Really? Listen to him. He's funny, especially if you agree with him.
I don't get it.
Makes all these jokes, and that's what his...
Oh, you mean the one about sexually assaulting Elizabeth Warren with a DNA kit up her vagina
because
she's Pocahontas?
I know.
Pardon me. I'm a comedian and don't find it funny, but okay. I appreciate your
We're doing the vagina monologue today. I'm sorry. It's been such a hard day.
All right, let's just leaven it with a little. What was Tom Cruise like? Come on. You played everybody's love interest, but in all the right moves. I mean, right?
I really like Tom Cruise, and I recently spoke out about, I mean, I think it's important in this kind of Me Too times up to speak out about the good guys, and he was a really good guy for me. He was really helpful, and he, like, really stood up to the producers specifically about that I was supposed to be nude in two scenes, and we didn't think that was necessary, so we talked them out of one of them, or we talked them out. He helped me. He had my back.
Yeah.
And so I think he was a really cool dude. I like him. He was very, very, like I was saying, he's it's hard to really know who he really is. He's ultra polite.
Yeah.
In a kind of almost passive aggressive.
I'm not
going
to make any jokes about the fact that he didn't want to see Leah Thompson naked. Let's just move on. Let's just move on and forget that happened.
That's good. No one's gone that way with this. But hey, I thought he was cool, and he's a very good actor.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to see Mission Impossible. It looks really boring. I hate these crash movies.
I know.
I want to kill myself.
There's enough drama in the world.
You know,
this
is why I think, like, as again, despite my crush on Leah Thompson, like everyone else, I just feel like we would pull each other down into the cesspool of despair. I just feel like we both are so depressed and we're both so riled up.
But you have someone to fight
with.
We
just, like, how is Howard? You've been married 25 years. Does he calm you? Do I need someone that calms
it's
me?
Like, really,
what does
not,
he do?
I'm
does
not
he, like,
usually like this.
These
are desperate times.
Right.
You know, usually I'm very, very nice.
None of us are ever fucking like this.
No,
sorry,
right. I know. I'm usually really nice and polite, and I don't want to piss anybody off. And, like, you know.
I said this.
All the hate tweets and all that garbage that
Donald
you're setting
Trump,
yourself up
he's
for.
Making us all mean. He's like, because we're just exposed to such constant meanness, horribleness, racist, sexist, homophobic bullshit. It's just like, it's hard to, right? And then they're accusing us of being uncivil. I mean, so what? Stephen Miller got the someone flipped him the bird. Really? He threw away
story?
$80 worth of sushi.
Stephen Miller, the guy whose policy is to take all these kids.
Yeah,
he went to get sushi, and the sushi restaurant, when they gave him $80 worth of sushi takeout, he'd order it to go. The chef or the bartender comes out, flips him off, gives him the double birds.
Yeah. He goes, I was so upset. I threw the sushi out.
He had to throw his sushi out.
Oh.
Isn't that a perfect, like...
Wow. I thought we're supposed to be snowflakes.
Right?
Because we get upset when little babies are put in cages.
And who throws out $80 worth of sushi?
Who eats $80 worth of sushi by themselves?
It's coastal elites.
Elite. I love that word, elite.
That's his word.
I know.
He is from Santa Monica.
Yeah, but that's what I mean about us letting them shame us about civility or anything else, or coastal elites, or, you know, actresses like Leah Thompson and Alyssa Milano should shut the fuck up. You're like, really? Because Ted Nugent, you invited him to the White House, and he threatened to shoot Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Like,
people go to jail for that shit? What the fuck?
I knew I'd get her to swear before the end of this. I did it.
That's fucking crazy. I can't take it. Anyway,
no,
sorry.
You
got me on a bad day.
No.
Literally,
every day's a bad day.
Intense. Thing I've ever done. Like, I'm just like, can't shut up.
What set you off?
What
made today specially?
I'm just so upset.
All of it.
I'm so that Mitch McConnell didn't allow Barack Obama to get
Merrick Garland.
Merrick Garland. It's disgusting, and I feel like it's not working. I feel like our government's not working, and it breaks my heart because I love America and I always believed it was basically good, and then it worked for all the people. And then when I say something like that, someone goes, well, how did you think we felt when Barack Obama was in office trying to get you health care, you jerk? Like, what? Oh, that was so bad. Like, he was so bad. He was so polite, and he was so nice, and he was black. Like, you're just pissed off about that. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's false equivalency.
No, it's 100%.
And now a trade war and this garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage destroying the environment. People pulling apart the hard work that our Congress and our Senate has been doing for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Foreign
policy.
Pulling it apart in one moment. Getting rid of everything.
NATO, our allies.
Our allies. Canada, Mexico.
The EU. Yes.
Everything that we've worked hard for to gain, they're destroying in one fell
swoop. It's almost like it's some master plot to destroy America from within by some hostile foreign adversary. It's so weird.
It is weird. And it's weird because it's right there in front of us and has always been.
Yeah. That's what the Jonathan Chait piece says. Like, what I get the media, I mean, part of the way the media is behaving is how we freaking got here in the first place. It's like, oh, both sides do it. No, that's just crazy. And, oh, the presidents couldn't possibly be. It's like, yes, look at, you know, like when all these pieces come together, Leah, and I think when Mueller is done, I mean, I think Jonathan Chait's right. I think Malcolm Nance is right, that we are going to be astounded. And I truly believe, maybe I'm being happy clappy, he's going to get them, that this is going to be too, I mean, what we know already is too damning. I mean, I'm telling you, he's going to take this whole party down with him, and good, because even like prominent conservatives like Bill Kristol and Max Boot are saying this party needs to be destroyed to rebuild itself. They are complicit in treason at this point. And are they really going to pretend this isn't important, what's happening at the Supreme Court? That we're going to put someone in that's going to, you know, say, oh, no, the president's above the law.
Why I think we need to be careful how we talk about it, because if we start screaming only about Roe versus Wade, which, P.S., we've had a conservative court for many years. I don't know the exact number. It's like 30 or 40.
Yeah, no, it's been
conservative for a very long time.
Most of my lifetime.
And they have never overturned Roe versus Wade. And if they do, but there's much bigger fish to fry here. That's a really, really bad thing.
Yeah.
But most people that are poor can't afford to get an abortion anyway in those states that really people need
it
already. So I think we need to really focus also on the other issues.
Well, when
and
people
not just
say,
scream about that one.
When
that's,
people
unions
say,
are coming up, though, that's...
Oh, yeah.
They just ruled against unions.
Without the unions, there is no... People who aren't in unions don't realize, like, I do non-union movies. The reason that non-union movies make any sense is because of the union movies.
Yeah.
Because unions pull up everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even non-union people.
Right.
They don't realize that.
Yeah. I mean, in this latest Supreme Court ruling, it's like, oh, yeah, you should get the benefits but not have to pay for, you know, not have to contribute to your union. I mean, it's just, it's sort of astounding on every level. I mean, it's just, and I think that, you know, what we don't, like, sort of, Leah, what I think is, because people they need to survive mentally, emotionally. Mm-hmm. And I feel people are like, oh, well, that's not going to happen. Did you ever think this was going to happen?
No.
Like, yes, this is fucking going to happen. Women are going to lose their right to choose. They're going to die. Like, Travis and I are gay. I said to my mother the day after my 95-year-old Trump-voting Republican mom, I was crying when she called. I was like, you know, Mom, I wanted you to see me get married. You know, and I mean, you really don't think they're going to overturn marriage equality? Absolutely they are, if they get a chance.
I'm getting married on August 25th before it's too late.
Yeah.
That's really scary that you have to feel that way.
Yeah.
No
one should feel that way.
My repellent personality and my crush on you is what prevents me from actually finding happiness. But that's not important now, Leah. Let's talk about, let's focus.
Can't throw something weird out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Everyone talked about after Nixon was impeached, or not impeached, but after Nixon resigned, how people lost their faith and their trust in government. And that was like the year I was born, so I did not experience that firsthand. But are we going to have something like that when Trump is taken out? Because people aren't going to want to trust government. They're gonna really see how bad government can be.
He's an anomaly.
But the Republican Party's in with that.
Yeah,
is that anything that?
I don't know. I don't know how people, especially Christian people, can stand up for him. It just makes no sense to me. Every single thing he says or does, the way he looks, the women he's married, the women he's screwed around on, everything about the way he's lived his life is not. Not by Christian values. Yeah. And I just would hope that somebody in the churches would start
And our friend John Fuel saying, you sent me that story, had a conversation with a Christian woman for, you know, 20 minutes, I guess. And, you know, because John knows the Bible inside and out. And they can't name one thing about him that is Christian or that he has done that is Christian. And, you know, that's going to be another reckoning in this country, is why evangelical Christians supported this man.
It's all racism.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that can boil down.
Yeah, I mean, how are the soybean farmers going to be lose their business now?
They don't care. Like, they're just like,
at least the N-word's not president.
Yeah. No.
Right?
It's really amazing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It is really upsetting to me, though, because we've been around a while. We've seen a lot of stuff. And I always did believe it basically worked. Yeah. And now I don't. And so.
And now you're the broken down, drunken Lorraine.
Yeah, Lorraine. No, I still, you know, I went and I marched the other day and then I started to feel better. I think if you feel like you can do something about it, then it.
Well, when you go to those marches, you're surrounded by people who are like-minded.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I don't agree. Like, you know, sometimes I'm like, that's too far. Like, you know, I don't know if I agree with that. You know,
I'm always like, hemp people, focus. We have to get the traitor out of the White House. Okay, we'll get to your shit. Like,
yeah.
I think you were in the VIP area. We were down, like, in the crowd, and it was like, there was, like, a drum circle over here with women dancing, and there was somebody on their megaphone over here shouting, and we were trying to listen to Kamala Harris speak. Mm-hmm. And it was like, let her talk, because she's got something really important.
She's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what, Leah? There's no more Bernie, no more Hillary, no more establishment, no more corporate, no more this, no more that. We have got to be united. And our last chance is this blue wave, is this blue tsunami, to get back the levers of power to affect this.
Well, it is astonishing. It is a country that always amazes you. It amazed me that Barack Obama was nominated and then won. Like, you just never know.
We never know
if people can start, just get behind somebody. Like, why was Bernie Sanders so popular? Like, he's a real socialist, and that was such a completely dirty word.
Alexandria Ocasio, like, she's getting shit on Twitter, and I'm gonna say they're probably Russian bots, but they're like, oh, she's a sellout, she, like, you know, disowned socialism and said she's a Democrat. I'm like, we cannot afford any of these divisions. We actually can't afford divisions. We've got to welcome the people like Bill Kristol and Max Boot and Joe Scarborough, you know, whoever, Steve Schmidt, Nicole Wallace. We got to welcome them all and say, if you would like to save our democracy and then start over, join us. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is literally our democracy. That is, like, every day I feel like I can't believe I still can be, feel something and be outraged and be, because that's what we're hoping, is we're going to get exhausted and despair and, right?
It is important to keep some friends tight and keep your will strong. I don't know. It's something. But, you know, that's what's really great about being an artist, because I mean, and that's the other thing I go, like, every single artist that you admire, yeah. every single person you think is cool, yeah. every single person that you try to copy their clothes, they think this is insane, but you think you're right. This one guy, Ted Nugent,
yeah.
is like, you know, I'm like, every single artist is like, this is insane.
Yeah.
So we are a great front against this. I mean, I saw this Sorry to Bother You the other night.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a new movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a really great movie and really interesting. And, you know, as long as we can make this art and make this little art and big art and things that get people to question and get people to
yeah.
think that it's cool to see two women, two men, two yeah. black, white, Chinese, like, you know, old, young. As long as we can keep that going, I think we'll have to win, you know. But pretty soon, like, I don't know, you know. I do feel power in being an artist and yeah. in trying to create and to.
Well, easy talk for you to
things.
Say. Your marriage and your romance was fucking scripted by John Hughes. Who has that in their life? Really?
Well, you also pass that on
John
to your daughters
Hughes
too.
Maybe some kind of wonderful. That your husband direct where you met him
you
and now you're happily
passion.
Married for 25 years. You have two beautiful, really talented daughters. Whatever. I am drunk and bitter, Lorraine, and I.
You were the one who wanted me to get these things. You want them back, you can have.
But the good news is you look better than Drunk Lorraine.
I guess.
You turned out
I love that character. No one will let me play Drunk Lorraine now.
I know.
I actually keep her on my reel. I'm like, dude, I did this when I was 25. Yeah. Can you let me do it now without the makeup?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
They have makeup to make you look like that.
No.
But the range they let you play was so fantastic. I mean, my personal favorite is 1955, really horny Lorraine. The really oversexed Lorraine.
Really repressed. It's a good thing.
Can you pitch a new version of Carol with us? With It's You as 1955 oversexed Lorraine. And me.
A new version?
She's talking about Carol.
Carol, the lesbian movie.
The lesbian movie.
You fall in love with me over my Trump Trump-hating passion.
You are right, hard not to fall in love with my darling
listen,
dear.
We'll
my beautiful
we'll spitball
resist
it.
Girl.
We'll spitball it later. Your husband can direct it. I'm fine. I'm easy like that.
I can't believe he went to school with Eric Stoltz.
Stoltz, yes.
He's so handsome, isn't he?
Oh, he is.
He
oh, my
still
God.
Is.
Yes, he's dreamy. He's handsome and romantic. I remember asking my freshman acting teacher, I'm like, why does Eric get an A in acting? And I got a... What the fuck I got? He's like, the kid's got it. What are you going to do? I was like...
He said that?
Whatever. Yeah.
He is really great.
Yeah,
and
he does
I
have
just,
it.
I just saw him at a... We both directed movies in my movie, The Year Spectacular Man, and he had directed a beautiful movie. And we were at the Napa Film Festival, speaking of wine. And,
hello.
He got to meet my kids, and it was really neat, because I did 3 movies with Eric.
Yeah, I know.
I did The Wildlife, I did Back to the Future, which he got fired from, and I did Some Kind of Wonderful.
Wait, he got fired from Back to the Future?
He was the original Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So your acting teacher wasn't right. All this
exactly. Yeah, take that. I should
Michael J. Fox, that kid's got
fucking
it.
Solid B.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. John Blankenship, whatever your point was. But Eric Stoltz, it's not like I've held on to it since 1982.
Wow, you have a grudge.
Yes, as it turns out, I've only played myself on Diagnosis Murder. So I guess he was right. My point, Leah, is... wait, so we didn't even... That's the one co-star we didn't talk about, of course, is...
Michael J. Fox.
Thank you. I was going to get it. I wasn't pausing. But, I mean, from everything I've heard, not just such a great actor, such a nice guy. I mean, you guys just were so great together. I mean, you don't have that chemistry with everybody you work with, right?
No, he was great. I mean, I was really snotty about him because he was a TV star and I was a movie star. So I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So much better.
Whatever.
But he also had a really specific kind of style of working, which wasn't like the one that most people were doing, which was kind of why I think Eric was fired.
Yeah.
He had a, you know, a sitcom-y style or like an old-fashioned kind of
right.
more like Laurel and Hardy or, yeah. you know what I mean? He really studied everything physical.
Yeah.
Which wasn't the style. That's a specific thing. Like he did, if you watch the movie, he does a spit take. He does double takes. He falls off chairs. He da-da-da-da. He slips and slides and he jumps over things and he picks up his skateboard this way and he rehearsed everything.
Right.
Kind of like Buster Keaton would or something.
Yeah.
So it was an old-fashioned kind of style of acting. And so I was like, what is this? And it was really a different style than I was doing or that, you know, Crispin Glover was doing.
He
was,
right.
Crispin Glover was actually doing Commedia dell'arte.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he did these...
I learned that. I mean, I didn't use it for any benefit in later life, but I learned it.
Yeah.
Commedia dell'arte. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they were all doing these different styles, and I was doing whatever, like the horny girl style.
It's fantastic. But Eric was doing what style that didn't work?
He was doing more of like, not the method, but he was doing much more naturalistic.
Right.
When we finished the read-through of This Is How I Remember It, which I remember shit. But when we finished the read-through, he was like, this is so great, but it's really a tragedy because Marty McFly remembers a whole history that no one he loves remembers. They remember an entirely different story.
Right.
And it's the truth. So that kind of like acting that kind of comes from like the truth.
Yeah.
Was not to be tolerated in this movie. It was not part of the thing. So, you know, it was just a different, you know, it was more of a like this coming out of the 70s and De Niro, that kind of acting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, it turned out fantastic. So,
it did. It
you know,
did. It's a great movie.
But then you went to TV, and you were like one of the first big like movie actresses to go to TV.
Yeah, and then when you did Caroline in the City, you were calling, what's his name?
Michael.
Michael J. Fox going, help me.
I need to do a double take. And
tell me.
Together.
Oh, my God. What happened on Family Ties? Help me.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Well, you know.
But now everyone's wanting to do TV.
Yeah, well, there's no movies. Like, there's zero movies.
Right.
So it's a weird... It's weird. And there's a really weird thing that happens. And it's really creepy and needs to stop. Once a woman pushes a baby out of her vagina, she can't be a movie star anymore.
Mm.
Like a
really?
Big screen girl movie star.
Wow.
That's why they all adopt.
Is someone even as pretty as your daughters?
I swear to God. There's very few of them. No, yes.
You push really pretty ones out. Doesn't that count?
No. It doesn't count.
That's how you get to be Hollywood royalty, though.
Yes.
According to Pop Sugar.
Exactly.
But your daughters turned out well.
Yes, my daughters are great.
Oh,
I love them.
God.
They're, like, very strong. You'd love them. They're funny and strong and smart. And
I
like hearing about that from the next generation.
I'd be so happy about that if you would leave Howard for me. But that's not important now. Oh, we'll have Eric Stoltz over for dinner parties.
We'll always have this time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And this time is over. How do we... Oh, well, pardon me. How do we support your movie? What?
It's available on Amazon Prime.
She is a singer, dancer, actress, director, ladies and gentlemen, with her fantastic daughters in this film. It's so great.
The Year of Spectacular Men. It tells a story. It's like a millennial kind of...
No,
like,
say the name again.
The Year of Spectacular Men is my film. It's a little film that could. We made it with a small budget, with so much love and heart. And my daughter Madeline wrote it. And so very rarely do you see a movie about a young woman that's written by a young woman.
Yeah.
Every single young woman I played was written by a 45-year-old man. And I played their dream girl, whether I had an AK-47 or not. But this is like a real story. And it's about how it can be very depressing to graduate from college and not know what you're doing and not really always think that there's like the one thing, the one guy that's going to make you happy.
Yeah.
And how you get through life, you need your sister. So
when the movie,
love story about sisters.
Her dad had died, and she said, I'm waiting for the thing, and Zoe says, what thing? And she says, the thing that's gonna make me feel better. And I don't think that's even an age thing. I think that's all of us.
I know,
whether it's about Donald Trump or your personal life or this or that, you're like, is there a thing that's gonna make me feel better?
Right.
And in addition to your daughters, you got like a who's who of like all the hot young guys in the show.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
is
we have Jesse Bradford, we have Brandon T. Jackson, we have
from Vampire
Nick
Diaries.
Braun.
Yeah.
Nick Braun is on the new Succession store.
Show
on HBO.
And
Cameron.
Cameron Monaghan, who's on Gotham.
Shameless.
And we have Avan Jogia, who's like the greatest. He's in every single movie of all time. And so, yeah, we got a lot of... We got Amy Peetz from my show, Switch at Birth. And I have D.W. Moffat from... Amy Peetz was from Caroline in the City.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
And D.W. Moffat was from Switch at Birth. So I called in all favors and Alec Mappa. So I got called in all the favors. And it's a really beautiful movie. And, you know, it's definitely a piece of art. We really worked hard on it.
And a work of love and a family affair, and it goes support it. Now that you're bringing it up, I feel like I auditioned for Caroline in the City, and I did not really make it, you know, probably to the producer's cut. But in real life, I could be your best friend.
You are my best friend. You and I are going to go rally together.
I could be your fourth lead kind of best friend. You know what I mean? Like, just awesome. Every now and again. Knock, knock.
When I get the power. Hi. When I get some power.
Hi.
You've got power. You just made a movie.
Want to go both ways? No, still not. Okay, fine. That's fine. What? What? Travis. It's a very pure love now. And also, sorry. Can I just say, we have the first happy hour picture where we are both flipping Donald Trump the bird. And yes. That was her idea.
It really happened.
Yeah.
So. I'm in a mood. Sorry, guys. I know I'm going to get a lot of shit for this.
Yeah. No.
But I'm too old.
And I got her to swear a lot, which is fucking awesome.
We've all got feelings that we got to get out right now.
Yeah. I know.
We got the feels.
We got the feels.
Leah Thompson.
But if you need to feel better, it's on Amazon, iTunes, VOD.
And it's fantastic. It really is a feel-good, fantastic Thanks. Movie. And you're fantastic. And Travis, I know. I got your no gushing memo. Whatever.
I mean, we're all gushing, but...
A fan of yours as a fierce voice, an activist, actress, director, everything. Just really exciting to meet you.
Thank you so much.
I love you, Leah Thompson.
I love you, too. Let's cheers over a better day soon.
Yes, a better Woo-hoo! Day! Happy hour!
Happy hour!